You are welcome, and I'm glad you've come to hear the word of God that gives life. The word of God have life in it. It carries the seed of life. The Bible says that we should keep that word in our heart, because out of that word are the issues of life. Whatever we are going through in this life, we can find a solution in the word. And that's why we need to seek, and we need to search, we need to get, we need to work hard, so that if there's anything you have to bank, any account you have to fill is account of the word. Every day, get something and deposit it, because one day you will need that word. Hallelujah. If you don't invest, it's good to invest in life. I know some of you are afraid of investment because of the experiences you've had. But the bad experience should not stop you from doing what is good. Hallelujah. The fact that you ate some food and had a running stomach doesn't mean that you should stop eating. Hallelujah. That food might not be good. It doesn't mean that all food is bad. So in our life, we may have experiences, but that experience should not stop you from pursuing life. And don't let experience defeat you. Defeat experience. Amen. The Christian, I believe that there is no gift that is more important than the gift of salvation. All other things that men will give you, they have a lifespan. They have expiring date. Even your father and your mother giving birth to you, there's a day this body comes, and it's a day this body goes. But there's something that lasts, and that is forever. That is what I call the salvation. Every believer should be able to communicate what he's got to another person. We have become, oh God, give me. I have a daughter, my younger girl. Anything she sees, by whether the father can buy it or not, buy me. Because we trust that our parent can buy anything. I remember my father have promised me some airplane before. It was flying, and he said, I'll buy you this. And I believed it. That is the simple faith of a child. The simple faith of a child knows that the father can do anything. Meanwhile, he himself have never sat in a plane before. But he was going to buy me a plane, because it was flying to Tamale and it passed there. So the sky was nice. I said, this I'll buy you. God is not like my father, who can promise but don't have the ability. Not that he doesn't want to do it. If he had money, he would have done it. But some of us will promise with sincerity of our heart, but what it takes to fulfill our promises is not there. How many of you have ever promised and failed before? Let him see your hand. Praise God. When the first thing that is very important is our new birth, and we need to understand it. And when you are born again, I believe that everybody should learn how to witness. So now when you say witness, we are afraid. A witness is just telling what you yourself have seen. What happened to you, you take that experience and tell another person. And that, with the word of God, can bring that person to Christ. It's telling people what Christ have done for you. And the changes of those people, or the one that is to win them, is the Holy Spirit. Our duty is to speak to the people, and the duty of the Holy Spirit is to convince them that what you've said is true. That is why Jesus said, this sign shall follow you. The sign is to prove that what you said, that Jesus is the Son of God, something happened. The sick is healed to confirm that what you said is true. I hope you're getting me. So it's not your duty to convince the person. You see, trying to, sometimes you want to even force the thing, a person. No, no. You just speak what happened to you. Just take the word of God, give it to the person. Leave it. Some will struggle with it. Some will argue with you. But if it is followed by the Holy Spirit, if you prayed well, you're prepared well, and spoke, it's not the immediate response that is important. Sometimes the person goes and the same word starts speaking because the word of God is living. When it's spoken, it will continue to trouble the person until he gives up. So, all of us will have to learn how to go to heaven with somebody. Today, if you go to heaven, can you say it's because of me another person is there? Or you are going alone because you want to be only one in your room? Why do we have to witness? Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power when what? When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. The second portion says that what? And you shall be what? Witnesses to me. One, in Jerusalem. Two, in Judea. Three, in Samaria. Four, where? So the gospel is not limited to only the Jerusalem where they were. Yes, that is the place you should start. From Frafraha to Accra, to Greater Accra region, to Ghana, to Africa, and to the entire world. So the field is wide. It simply means that every place, anybody, every tribe, all type of people. So, the Holy Spirit is given for a reason. It is not given, he is not being given to us to show power that you too, you are there. The main reason why the Holy Spirit is given to us is to work with, for him to work with us, to be our helper. When we are witnessing, he will be our helper. He takes your weakness and bring meaning to the weakness to the person who is hearing you. People are looking for the Holy Spirit they can show for power. When sometimes, you know, sometimes we are tempted. When people are talking by heart, you want God to show his power so that the person will know that he, God, exists. This is show off. God is interested in the soul. Not because somebody is insulting him. If somebody says he is not God, it doesn't reduce him. In fact, people who don't know who they are, they are the ones who struggle about their identity. If you know who you are, there is no struggle over your identity. You cannot just come, excuse me to use, I'm not being racist, and tell me you are a white man. You are a white man. You can say it a million times. I know I am black. Sometimes, even what you don't have to be angry with, you become angry. The reason is that you don't know who you are. Let me say, you short man, it becomes an offense. But if you know yourself, that yes, indeed, I am short, but it does not reduce me. It does not reduce my mentalism. The mind is not short. It is taller than some tall people. In my mind, the height is great. I sit in the same class and the tall people are there. But when they are putting the names, I am higher than them. So you don't become angry and taking stone, chasing people over height, which you cannot change. The only thing you can do about it is to get in the old, you have to call guarantee. Some shoes. Just to help you. But if you know yourself, you look at the quality, the things that make you you. If you know what makes you you, nobody can make you feel inferior. Are you getting me? When the Holy Spirit comes, people are looking for the Holy Spirit. Yes, it's good. When he comes, we speak in tongues. When he comes, we... But primarily, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is for us to become, to help us to become witnesses. Witnesses in different way. So we all, when Jesus was, he said, look, I am not going to leave you alone. I will send you a helper. And when he comes, he will show you things and make you understand things. And he said, go into the whole world and preach the good news. Say good news. Say good news. If there is any time the world needs good news, it is now. How many of you know that every day we hear bad news? Before then, the bad news don't come fast like that. While this one is ending, another one is coming. You hear wars here, and as if world war is almost at the edge. News and fearful news, not good news, or bad news. News of different type of diseases, sicknesses, people you know. Bad news, hearing about only bad news. Every morning when you get up, you are praying that we hear one. But they come. If you don't, if you like, just from this place, open the radio, the TV. So because of that, the news and the media is focusing on bad news. The more you give bad news, the more people follow you. So good news is no longer attractive. Let me do some stupid thing here. It will trend. Let me do good thing here. Let me dress nicely and stand like this. Nobody will look at it. Let me remove myself naked. It will go all over the world. Within 6 hours. You know how fast it can go. I have given it 6 hours. Seconds. Second, it will spread and people will give it different titles. A mad prophet at church. And that news, if we're not even a church member, you see the flash, you want to look at it. When we say, Jesus is coming, you won't watch it that. So our mind is being tuned to bad news. Sometimes to the extent that even if you have somebody who goes to the hospital and somebody comes, somebody goes to visit and come, you say, how is the person? Your first mind is like, is she dead or is he dead? You will not think, has she recovered? And when there is bad news all over, you don't need anybody to preach bad news to you. What we now need is what? Good news. In the midst of what is happening, we have some good news to present to the world. In the midst of all difficulties, we have a good news, and the good news is centered on Christ. That's what we call the gospel. So when Jesus resurrected, he said, go into the whole world. Jesus put it in that way, in Mark. And he said to them, go into what? All the world. And I explain it from Acts. He started from Jerusalem and moved. So when he said go into the world, because some of you will be very confused. Where is the world? So he said, look, your world begins where you are. The next person by you is your world. Start with it. Some people, oh, prophet, I want to go and preach the gospel in America. I say, Ghana is here. Burkina Faso is closer. Mali is closer. Niger is closer. Sudan is closer. Togo is closer. You say, oh, I can't speak French. Côte d'Ivoire. Liberia. Sierra Leone, Guinea, they are all there. Senegal, Gambia, they are all there. Unless you are called to America. Which good news? What message do you have to go and tell the Americans that Jesus is Lord? What message do you have to tell people you work around? All of us complain. Everybody's complaining. People are corrupt. Ghana is corrupt. Ghana is corrupt. If you have a corrupt body, a corrupt spirit, the corrupt spirit can corrupt the body and corrupt the mind. And all of us who are complaining, the corruption we are talking, most of them from church. And we help them to be corrupt. Imagine a church member become a president or a vice president or this, and all of you will line up. Even if you are not qualified, you want him to put you there. And that's where it begins. A church member become an IGP. You cross red light. What betides that man to arrest you? You call him demon in the church. When people are doing their work, because our works are evil, we hate people who are doing good things. But the gospel is to change heart. Our duty is to speak it. Our duty is to tell them. Our duty is to witness and to go everywhere, tell the person, Christ loves you. Is not any complicated word. What have you experienced? Tell the next person. What made you a Christian? Tell that person. You don't need to go to Bible school to learn what made you a Christian. Then you don't know that you are not born again. If you are truly born again, then you can also tell people what it is. He said, first, go into what is a command. Go into all the world and do what? And preach the gospel to every creature. And the outcome of the gospel when you preach it, those who will believe, something great is going to happen to them. Because they are in a certain situation. He who believes and is what? So when you preach and they believe and they're baptized and they get born again, will be what? Say, will be saved. So the believing brings the salvation. Salvation comes when people believe what the good news you preached. Maybe I'll take time to time to preach what the good news is. But he who does not believe will be what? Jesus said, this is the condemnation, that the light came into the world, but men refused to accept the light. The condemnation is not because a prostitute gave birth to you. It's not because they weigh your sins. And some of you, because you are trained from a very good background, by nature, your body has been tamed in a certain way. That's not what he's talking about. He said, anybody who believes shall be saved. If you refuse to believe, don't force them. Your duty is speak. The Holy Spirit's duty is to convict them. If you convict them and they refuse to accept, they take themselves into a place of condemnation. If they believe, they remove themselves from condemnation to salvation. So that work is solely God's work. You are not to condemn them. You are to preach. You are not to save them. You are to preach. It is their attitude to the word. How you believe the word. Whether you believe the word. When you believe the word, you receive salvation. When you neglect the word, you enter into condemnation. Any word that is preached to you, if God preaches something that is great and for you to change, you don't change, there's no way you can get the fruit of that word. So we can preach very beautiful message to you. If you believe it, you'll benefit from it. If you don't believe it, that same word will condemn you. So he said, this is the judgment. It's a place in John. And this is the condemnation. What is the condemnation? That the light has come into the world. When you preach the word is light. It brings illumination. They get to know that the Savior wants to save me. So when the light comes into you, and men love darkness rather than what? So they love darkness rather than light. Because what? Their deeds were evil. Anytime you want to do bad things, you don't want to hear the word. Sometimes people don't want to take advice because they know the advice they are going to give. But the condemnation is just that the light came into what? And men refused to accept the light. That is all. So we are to preach the gospel. And the gospel is a light. When it comes into our heart, it shines. It gives illumination. It changes your perspective of life. It changes what life is in your mind. You see, when you are not born again, a light is a car. Light is a house. Light is a marriage. But when light comes, the way you see things becomes different. Now I was telling something about something. She was traveling with somebody some years back. And the person, I think he couldn't see. So the person asked the daughter to go and bring one of his best suitcase. And the girl brought a suitcase. So the man cherished it. It's leather. Because he bought it. He knew it. By the time they were bringing it, he couldn't see. And they carried it. And my wife saw it. You know, she knows it's better than him. He said, ah, this is your briefcase. It's baller. And he said, oh, this is designer. This is designer suitcase. And he carried it. Then they went, I think they did the operation. The guy eyes open. And he saw the bag. he said, is that it? It was a different bag. But because he couldn't see, in his mind, this is the designer bag. Some of us, they are the things we are carrying within their designer things. They are deaf. When light is not there, there wasn't light in his eyes. So he can only think what he feels is right. When light is not there, people see things that are rotten as designer. You go and put on some rag and wear as if you are going to town. Meanwhile, it's something else. The day your eyes open, is that me? What am I holding? The gospel brings light to life. And you see life in the right way. But some too can see it and still refuse. So when we bring the gospel, when you understand the gospel, your perspective of life changes. Where you put emphasis on is different. I believe it's a gospel that can change what is happening. Once we understand the gospel well and the light of the gospel is in our heart, there are certain things you don't even need to beg somebody. When there's a light in your heart and you go to the office, you don't play. You go to work hard. Because you know that if I don't work, this one don't work, this one don't work, the work will collapse and I will be dismissed. I will lose my job. But if you are blind, you will steal even what they used to. Sometimes people bring people to the shop. You are suffering. He said, oh, come and sell so that I can pay you some. They will come and steal and come and stand in church, lift their hands. Draw. The person helps you. So sometimes you don't even know how to recommend people. But I think if you're a Christian and somebody recommends you, you should work hard to give him another chance to recommend another person. This comes when light comes. So some of you see, you are stealing the thing. You sell and sell some. See, the person is going to buy more and come. So if you take that money, what would he use to buy for you to work to get something to eat. So if you're working for somebody, I'll say, if you're faithful with another man's work, God will give yours to you. That's how the Bible puts it. It also means that if you're unfaithful with another man's work, even your own, you will never get some. He says, Shofo, are you cursing us? I'm not cursing, I'm telling you the good news. So I said, hey, madam. Hey, that man, he's very wicked. So let me show him. If he's wicked, leave that work. Go to the one who is the wicked, or you carry curse. If you feel the person is wicked, why do you remain there? Leave. But you can't be there and be more wicked than the wicked man. We all have to preach the gospel. The gospel is the one that will help us. The gospel will let us tell the truth. Now, truth is very scarce. It's one of the most difficult things to find in the streets now. When people are looking for truthful people, even in the church, they can't get. I pray that the body of Christ will be the salt. If you are a salt, nowhere they put you can corrupt you. What we see, say, oh, somebody tell, oh, prophet, all of them, look, the politicians, they are all Christians. I say, yes, they are both Christians and Muslims. But I'm talking about the salt, Christians. I say, look, that is the politician is a reflection of the people in Ghana. If we don't change, whoever we put there, even church work, when people are doing, they want to take advantage. When they say, share light and caps, everybody that is here should have one. Some of you take 2, 3, 4. And you are telling me, in the church, you've taken 4. When you are in the government, what will you take? So say, it's a bigger sin. No. I think that the greatest sin is the one you do in church. Where the Holy Spirit is, where the prophet is standing. And even Jesus obeyed her. Oh boy. Whoever thought that Judas Iscariot will have the boldness to go and sell Jesus? It's not somebody from outside, though. It's not the Pharisees, though. It's not the Sadducees, though. It is his own accountant, his own finance minister. I'm talking about Judas. Did you hear me?
Yes.
I said, who am I talking about?
Judas.
Again.
Judas.
So don't misquote me. Amen. Judas' heart was wrong. He never surrendered his life fully to Christ. So you can come to church and not be part of them. Judas liked money. The gospel did not change his perspective that Christ is more important than money. The same way the gospel have not changed some of us, our mind, that Christ is more important than your boyfriend, than your girlfriend. He said, prophet, hey, what are you saying? First, I want to deal with the church because we are the one going to win the people. So we should change first so that we can be sometime your life alone. preaches the gospel. There's a gospel that is preached through words, and there's a gospel that is preached through deeds and action. Some they hear, some they see. In fact, what they see is more powerful than what they hear, because we are hearing many things. But when they see that gospel being lived in you, it attracts them and they want to live that way. Then you can help them how to live that life. So our gospel, they also say, if it is hidden, it is hidden from those who are perishing. So the gospel should be made known to people. Don't hide, because when the gospel hide, people perish. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not do what? Perish, but have what? Everlasting life. God's ultimate purpose for us to have an ending life. There are lives, this life do not end. It's an everlasting. It lasts ever. It doesn't stop. There are different kind of life. The life we are living here, your mother gave birth to you. We have a date of birth, isn't it? And we have date of expiring date. The day you were produced by your father and your mother, and the day you expire. But there is something within, a spirit within you that never dies. Sometimes we neglect the essential one, the one that never dies. And we spend all our time, everything on this earth, on the one that have an expiring date. It's good to take good care of that, because it is that the one that never dies lives in that. But you don't take very good care of your house and leave you yourself. You spend money putting your house into order, nice, putting all chairs there, every new thing that can you put it there. You every day your occupation is you are painting the house, you are decorating, you are doing this, you are doing that, and you leave yourself. When you are sick, you don't even go to hospital. You cherish the building more than yourself. But it is you who is going to live in it. There are some people, they have even got some chair. The way they've made it so nice, they themselves, they don't want to sit on it. The one that lives in the house have been neglected. But the house, you spend much money on it, much time on it, everything on it. I want you to know that the reason why you spend time on your house is because of you. If you don't enjoy it, you buy a nice car. A car that a togotema won't. You know, our road is good, but when it's good, yourself, you are on a listen. You will park the car in the house. Whenever you are traveling, you go with the bugulumaja, because you want to preserve that car. Put it down. The day you die, you see how somebody will abuse that car. They won't use the old one. It's a new one. The guy will jump into it. They will go and buy this in here. You know, if you don't buy something, you don't care what happened to it, because you haven't spent money. And if you get up and you see how they're abusing the car, you see a dead man sitting down crying. After I finish crying, then you go. And we have time for them when they are dead. When they are alive, nobody cares about that person. Some lawyers, they dress them. That's it. Musicians, you know some of them? Kai. without voice. The one that sins is gone. So if he came to this world and never fed that one. Sometimes you look at people, they are great physically, but they have starved the real man. I want you to feed the real person. Look, and that is the joy that comes from within. We all can tell somebody, there is hell. If anybody tells you there is no future, say nipa wu na wu. It's a lie from the devil that when somebody is dead, he's dead. It's lie. You are asking, have you gone and come before? Jesus went and came back. And he said, I am going to prepare a place for you. That anytime you come, I will have a nice place for you. For us, we are very sure of where we are. And that assurance is the one I want you to tell other people. That they shouldn't just live this world like lottery. There is no easy money. The money destinies will come very fast. It goes fast. It's faster. So take time to build, to invest your life. When someone says, oh, come, I can make you a rich man today, he's lying. God is a God of process. He can even work, he can work a miracle. But most of the time, he moves with process. The Bible says he began to do what? To prosper. So there's a beginning. If you don't want to begin and you want to jump straight, you will die on the way. Even your life, when you were born, imagine from the labor ward, you make the child come and he jump up and said, Mama, where is Daddy? You, the midwife, the doctor, you all right. Why? Because you think it must go through a process. But you want to be rich like that. So the child, you begin. Continue. Until you become very prosperous. Those who want to become rich at once, they close their spiritual mind and their physical mind. They don't cease to think. Then before you realize, I want to do 419. Hello? Macho Oni. Sometimes some people, have they called you before? You see, all of us, we have seen the same sin. And adufudifuno, those who want to be rich quick, they fall prey to it. So in all, the gospel is the answer. I said the gospel is what?
Yes.
So that's why they call it good. Good what?
Yes.
Good what?
Yes.
It want to compete, it must compete with the bad news. And we are commanded to preach it. And Mark 5:19. Why do we have to preach it? The world also needed. But Jesus said, no, go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been. Let's go to the 18 and see. And Jesus was getting into the boat. The man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. This is a man who was bound, who the devil had taken control with. And Jesus, the Savior, went and saved him. And he wanted to just follow, come and sit in the church like this and always hear the good news and feel fine, get the miracle, get the healing, get everything. He said, Jesus, me ko baby, me do achi. He said, yes, it's good to follow me, but you need, others need to hear it. Go home. Today, I'm telling you, go where? Where is your home? Where you live? You are surrounding. At least by next week, you should have somebody to tell him about it. Go home and do what? And tell them what? Everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been. So this is the good news. They will ask him, how? Is that the guy? Yes. Well-dressed? Yes. This guy who used to smoke? Some, you were drunkard, you were prostitute, you were this, and now you've changed. He said, don't keep the change in yourself. Let the change be known to those who know you as a bad boy. Who know you as what? And bring them. Normally, you are the one who can win them. Some nice people can win some bad boys. They think you don't understand. We used to have some gentleman. He has grace. He will enter where disciples smoke and he will bring them. But he himself used to be one. And sometimes I was working with him. I don't know. And one of the friends called him. I won't mention it. If I mention the name there, he will be watching me. So I will say, he mentioned, and the guy, he was quiet. The guy was screaming and shouting. And so he came and said, why are you behaving as if you don't? So he told him, that guy, he died 5 years ago. This is a new man. Okay. He was a bad guy. I was a bad guy. I was this, I was that, I was that. But this one is a new. He took a guy, preached the gospel, and collected the way he collected most of the bad boys. When I say bad, bad. The one when you are making bad, you stress it. Bad. He brought them. And those boys cry, you yourself, you go for prayer meeting, you are afraid. Even though they are born again, you still, when you are praying, you want to open your one eye. And I was very happy. One of them was prophesying like, wow, God could change 10 bad people. 10 sinners to himself. Change them. Don't give up on anyone. Look, the gospel have the power to change anyone, both good and bad. The gospel have no limitation. It can break through. If you want a miracle, this is the source of a miracle. Anytime this gospel is preached, miracles follow. Amen. Why will miracle follow? Jesus will say, what this pastor have said is true. Anytime it's preached, Jesus appears and confirm it. It is always confirmed with signs and wonders. So don't feel shy. This week, I want you to tell somebody, find the one you are not shy of and tell him about the gospel. And it will change the life. Even if it doesn't change that day, what you have sown, don't argue with the person. Just tell him your story. What you know about Jesus. Leave it. Let Jesus work the rest. Let the Holy Spirit do the rest. And you will see the result. God bless you.